Good evening, Viking fans. Lounge High Football is on the air. This is the Southeastern Federal Credit Union's countdown to kickoff pregame show. I'm Wes James, the voice of the Vikings. Last week, our Vikings opened up the 2013 season with a 42-2 victory over the Luella Lions. After a much-delayed lightning storm, the severe lightning detector kept going off, causing both teams to stop warm-ups and several times had to return to the dressing room. However, after the final all-clear was given, both teams took to the field and kicked off the 2013 season. After a sluggish start, the Vikings got on the scoreboard with a minute 53 to go in the first quarter with an 8-yard touchdown pass from sophomore Austin Dixon to Christian Parker. The Vikings would score two more times in the second quarter, giving up a safety to take a 21-2 lead into halftime. They would add 7 more points in the third quarter and 14 points in the fourth quarter for that 42-2 victory. Next up is tonight's foe, the Newton Rams, a team Lounge beat last year 31-0. While number 4, Amon Brown, scored twice in last year's game against the Rams, he also scored twice in last week's game against the Lions. The Rams have a new head coach this year and will show the Vikings a couple of different looks. Look for the Rams to open up defensively with an 8-man front, which could play into the Vikings' passing game very well. The Rams will challenge our secondary as they pass about 65% of the time and look for their quarterback to be their first option at running. Newton is 0-1 on the year, while our Vikings look to improve to 2-0. Around the region, Coffee sits atop our region at 2-0, while Lowndes, Tift, and Valdosta are all 1-0, with Colquitt, Brunswick, and Camden at 1-1. Tonight's Region 1 6A team schedule looks like this. Lowndes holds Newton. Valdosta will host Brooks County. And remember, last year, Brooks snuck over to Baysmore Hyder and upset the Cats at home. Coffee is off, as well as Brunswick. Tift at Houston County. Camden is home versus Johnson out of Savannah. And Colquitt hosts Lovejoy. And if you remember, that game was nothing to nothing at the half, with Colquitt scoring twice to win 14-7. Other games around our area include Berrien County, under new head coach Ed Pilcher, off to a 1-0 start. They will host Brantley County. Of course, Brooks at Valdosta. Clinch, 1-1, will host Eagles Christian Landing. Cook County, 1-0, will be at Chris County. Lanier County, who is 1-1 on the year, they'll be at Calhoun. While Valwood, looking to defend its state title, they're 1-0, they'll be at Flint River. And, of course, the Valdosta State Blazers will open up against Ford Valley tomorrow in Macon at 2 p.m. We're going to take our first break on the Southeastern Federal Credit Union's Countdown to Kickoff show. When we return, we're going live to Martin Stadium with Bill Osborne and the rest of the Viking Voice crew. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And welcome to the Commercial Banking Company Press Box and the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff. I'm Bill Osborne, along with Taylor Biddle. Down on the field is Marty Rogers. Up in the booth with us is Chuck Lawrence and Taylor Stubbs. And down around the field, probably trying to find an official or two, is the voice of the Vikings, Wes James. We're proud to bring you the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. And this is the second game of the 2013 season. The Vikings have come in winning their first game against the Luella Lions in great fashion. Opened up the season with a receiving touchdown, one of the few things that the Vikings have done over the last several years. We did go back and look at that, and that was in 2010. There was the very first score of that season was a touchdown pass from Cole Parker to Troy Braswell, and in 2006 we opened the season with a touchdown pass, and that was from Christian Glisson to Greg Reed, a 35-yard touchdown pass. So not as maybe unusual as some people think, but it was a little bit different for our Lounge High Vikings coming out in that no-huddle offense. Just a lot of excitement, I think, as we saw what the Lounge High Vikings are going to look like in 2013. To my left for the pregame show is Taylor Biddle. Taylor, what you think of last week's game?
Yeah, last week I was really pleased with the balance. You know, I've been talking about that the last couple weeks, but, you know, Viking fans have really been asking for a balance. You know, Coach, we know we're a predominantly run team. We don't want you to abandon that. But when we get stuck, when they put eight in the box like we think they're going to do tonight, we've got to have the ability to throw it out, to spread it out a little bit, and get those maybe the free safety or the strong safety back into a position, get those guys out of the box, and give us some room to run the ball. That was the main thing I noticed last night. I think Austin Dixon, we'll get into it a little bit later, but he was 5 of 12 last night. He would have been more than that, had more yards than that. A big touchdown was called back. But, yeah, I saw balance. Now, a little bit different from last week. We are currently not under a lightning delay. The fans are
moving. Started that way here an hour ago.
When we first got to the stadium, the first thing I heard was the lightning siren go off. Well, that was 30, 45 minutes ago. I don't see really any dark skies in the area. Fans are starting to move in. Still a little bit cool, Bill. I know we mentioned it last week with injury and the cool night, what it's going to do to us. But it is. I'm not saying cool, but it's not a traditional August, 98 degree temperature game that we're used to. Marty, we're up here. It's maybe a little windy up here. You're down there where the players are going to be playing. Why don't you give us an equipment part supply update, sideline update on what you're seeing down there on the field?
Well, guys, I have to second what you're saying. It's actually very cool down here. It's probably not quite as windy as like you said up there, but it is got a great breeze. It's actually very cool. It feels like football weather down here. I mean, this is exciting, not hot like we normally expect first few games of the season. And to carry that over, talk to a few young men, watch it, you can actually just see their demeanor. This is the first time that they've come out and actually gone through their warm-ups. At our scrimmage game, they came out and warmed up, went back in, came right back out, and we played. They didn't really do a full warm-up. We started that game at 7:30. Then last week, we came in, went back in. We came out, went back in. Came out, went back in. It's the first time they've come out here, got their warm-up, crowds filling in. This is the first time they've gotten here early. Students are already here making noise. There's a lot of adrenaline on this field due to the weather and B, just the timing of it all. They are really excited and pumped and ready to go.
Yeah, you mentioned the routine. We are going through the full routine. We haven't heard the band do their entrance yet.
That's right.
The scrimmage, they didn't play. And because of the lightning delay, getting those 450-plus students out from those metal bleachers was just going to be too chaotic. So I expect to see the band out tonight. They're going to do their normal entrance, and they'll give us the fight song and the run through and everything. So to really get to feel like Viking football again around here.
Yeah, it really is. And that was something that we talked about on the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show Tuesday night. And for those of you that didn't join us, remember Tuesday night at 7 o'clock right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. It is the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show brought to you by Deloach Body Works and Deloach Auto Parts, Auto Repair. I tell you, it's a great night on Tuesday night. We get to talk to Coach McPherson, some of the players, and we talked about that one thing, about the ambiance and about the excitement of not having the band until later on.
Did you know that we have not interviewed a student in the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show that didn't have a 4.0? Well, we did Zach Copeland, but we had Arvin Berry on last Tuesday, and the week before that we had Trey Jackson. Both of those individuals are big playmakers for this Viking team. And both those individuals have 4.0 GPAs.
And not to take anything away from Zach Copeland, Zach's in that B range anyway, but Zach is really a great kid. I enjoy talking to him. He works hard on the football field. He has a part-time job he does on the weekends at a grocery store. So, I mean, he's down to earth. He's grounded. He knows what he's doing. And I tell you, I think that he's going to have this kind of year, I hope, this senior year. And he really starts to get some notice around the area. Sometimes when you start talking about college recruiting, that sort of happens in that junior year when you get all the excitement. Well, Zach's going to be a late bloomer a little bit. If he gets a lot of excitement this year, a lot of good stats, maybe we're going to see some colleges start taking a look at him.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. He's going to get recruited. And one thing you think about past defensive linemen for the Vikings, you think of a Chandler Sumlin,
yeah,
maybe not as tall as they like him. Who's the guy from 2 years ago that was really short? D'Angelo Edmonds,
right?
He couldn't have 6 foot if he was standing on a 4 foot cinder block.
Yeah.
So Zach Copeland, 6'2", 250-pound senior, he's got the size. And seeing him in the studio Tuesday, he really overwhelms you with his size. And
yeah,
I think he's going to wreak havoc in a lot of backfields this year for the Vikings. One thing I did notice, and I'll get with Marty, I know this is a tradition that Brooks County does have, but Marty, there is a hammer standing on its head on the field right now. Can you give us a little bit of background on that? You got anything on that?
I do, Taylor, and it's funny that you mentioned that because I've been watching it. But, you know, that is a tradition Brooks County does. That's something Maurice Freeman has said for years. And of course, we all know in this community that the Hammer is coming to Valdosta tonight. And Brooks County's going to be playing Valdosta across the field. And Maurice Freeman always walks out with a hammer. There is a sledgehammer that Coach Banks came out with his team as they walked on the field. And they all came up, huddled around it, touched it, and he walked and placed it right on the 45-yard line. And it's right in the middle of the field for all of them to see. He's letting us know that they're bringing this hammer. And they're hoping to swing it loud and proud tonight.
Do you have something?
We just got a roster update for the Rams. Nothing urgent.
All right, we'll get that. I tell you what, we'll take our first break of the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff. When we come back, we'll have the Traditions Flooring coaches interview with both coaches. You're listening to Lowndes High Football right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be right back after this four-minute break. And welcome back to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff. We are high atop Martin Stadium in the Commercial Banking Company booth, and I'm Bill Osborne. Down on the field is Marty Rogers along with Wes James down there, giving the officials an earful. And up here in the booth with me is Taylor Biddle. Taylor, I don't know if that's going to be good or bad with Wes down there talking to the officials.
I don't think it can ever be too bad.
Let's go down to the field, and we got the Traditions Flooring coaches interview with the Newton Rams head coach.
1 second, guys. He's going to wait and talk to the official, and then he said he'd get with us.
Okay.
And we'll have him in just a minute.
All right. Well, yeah, I do see that Coach McPherson is talking with the officials there. We're not sure of the officiating organization. We'll get that information. We had Gold Leaf Association last week. We'll get you an update shortly and let you know who the officiating group is here for tonight's game between the Newton Rams and your Lowndes High Vikings. As we continue on with the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff, guys, we were talking about, you know, the players and how they've adjusted to, you know, the lightning delay last week and now getting into the full swing. We didn't talk a lot about the new scoreboard, but I've heard some people say the new speakers, a little bit loud. I've heard people say they really love the new scoreboard. They love the video board. What have you heard this week, Taylor?
You know, I've heard the same thing. I've heard that that speaker's just a little too loud. Well, that may have been because our old speakers were not good.
True,
I mean, you got to look at that two different ways. I think the scoreboard is going to be good. I think it's going to give fans that extra added element of watching the game and being able to see some things that a different camera angle or your vantage point ain't going to be able to show. You know, we've got four or five cameras around the stadium. It's going to be a money generating vehicle for this program for many years to come. So you know, I like the new scoreboard. I like the replays, and eventually, my understanding, we're going to put our stats that we put up on our website up there during the game. So you're going to be able to sit in the stands and look up there and see who the leading rusher is, or see who the leading receiver is, or see who's made the most tackles. So I'm really glad that we've got it now, and I'm glad that it's a part of Viking football.
Yeah, it really is, and we've heard a lot of great compliments about it this week and what it makes available to video. And we're talking about just the video board, but really we've kind of lumped it all together. There are two new scoreboards too, and they're much easier to read, bigger letters. They're all digital, so where you're used to seeing, we had one side that always said Vikings because it was just painted on there, and then the visitor side always just said visitors. Now we're able to put the Vikings on one side, Newton on another. When it comes to soccer, that's going to be a big, big plus, them being able to use that and have the names of the teams at soccer tournaments, different things like that. So there's just so much more that the scoreboard in conjunction with the video board gives us that we just didn't have before. And I dare say there's not many high school football programs that probably have this nice facility along with the amenities that are come along with the scoreboard.
Hey, Bill?
Yeah.
Hate to interrupt you, but we're going to go ahead and try to get in Coach Banks here.
All right, go ahead.
Coach, thanks for taking a minute to speak with us. Coach, this is your first year here at Newton. You started out, you've been at Dunwoody, Lakeside, Berkmar, Duluth, and everywhere you've been, they've gotten better when you've got there. What do you got to do here to make Newton, to get them where you want to take them? And also, you said that this is your dream job. So exactly, you know, explain to us why is this your dream job, and what do you got to do to get them where you want to go?
Newton is close enough to the city, but we're still rural. We're right outside the city limits, so we're still rural. There are tons of kids here, and it's community-based family, a lot like it is here in Lowndes. That's what I love about Newton. The biggest thing here is I think our kids believe that we can play 11, but playing 11 don't mean much. I want my team to be the type of team it is in Lowndes, and every year the expectation is you're playing 13 to 15. And so the biggest thing that we want to prove is that we're getting close there. And our early season, we play 4 playoff teams. You guys, next stop is Valdosta, then Langston Hughes, teams that have a history of playing more than 11. So that's the biggest thing I have to convince my kids, that we're not, you know, we don't work for 11. Everything we do is what our goal set on 15. Because making the playoffs, okay, fine and dandy. When you get there, it's one and done. So you got to be prepared to go hard once you get there.
Well, that's a great word. You know, aim high. Don't just aim low, right? But, you know, last week you got your year started. You played Eastside, a very good team, and you lost a tough game, 34-27. But you did a lot of good things. Unfortunately, you lost the game because you had 2 turnovers and 15 penalties for 120 yards. But there again, that's good because you can correct those. I know you worked on them all week. What are some of the things you did to try to improve in that area? And how did the kids respond to it?
We just, you know, we took a lot of time in reviewing film and explaining to kids the importance of holding on to the ball, beating us. Did a lot of things with just on the snap count, working on noise. For us, that was our biggest game in our county. There were 7,000 people. Like I told the kids, if you think 7,000 is a lot, wait till you get to the concrete palace. So we worked on those things. And I think, you know, for our kids, they're young. We got a lot on offense. We have 2 seniors. And so I think once our kids understand what it means to play under the lights on Friday night, we'll be good to go.
Well, Coach, you mentioned your offense. Last week you put up over 370 yards, scored 27 points. And played very well. You like to spread it out, but you're very balanced. And Coach, you like to go up tempo. Talk to us a little bit about your offense, and what are the keys tonight to trying to move the ball against Lowndes?
Not getting hit in the mouth. You know, you guys bring it. And the key for us is to see how we can adapt to the style of defense that you guys play. We're going to try to dictate our will on you guys, which ain't easy to do at all. The main thing that we try to do is, you know, I'm a mathematics teacher by trade. So everything is based on numbers to me. And I'm going to do a lot of that. I mean, we want to push the tempo. The first thing I did when I got here is I told the kids we're going to platoon. Everybody was going to go one way. We have 125 kids in the program, and I think we have enough athletes. And I think a lot of teams we play, and being in Gwinnett County with schools like Norcross, got 200 kids in the program, Mill Creek. If you get to the playoffs and your kids get tired and their kids ain't tired, they'll run over you. So we want to try to impose our will on teams with our tempo and be aggressive.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, you've mentioned being a math teacher and doing the numbers. And one way you do that is by having an athletic quarterback, because the defense has to account for him in every play. And you do. You went with a sophomore this year. You had a senior that started every game last year. But you went with a sophomore, Romaro Johnson. And last week he was 16 of 31 for 222 yards with 2 TDs. He had 20 carries for 79 yards and another TD. But more importantly, he had no interceptions. That was a great game by him. How important is it to have a young man as athletic, like with his athleticism, running your offense?
It fits and makes us that multidimensional, because you have to account for our quarterback. The good news is, you know, he's a sophomore, and I don't even know if he realizes where he is tonight. I don't think he realized what was going on last week when he got hit in the mouth. Hopefully it won't take him then to wake up. But, you know, he's the right guy for offense, and I think experience he'll be fine.
Well, Coach, defensively, I read this week where you said that the only way for you to slow down and stop Lowndes is to impose your will on them, to come up, stop our run game, and force us to pass. What are the keys defensively for your team tonight, and what is your game plan really to try to slow down Lowndes' rushing attack?
My first job at Dunwoody, Coach City, who's not at Sequoia, we're a wing T team. And the one thing you don't want to do with a wing T team is you don't follow the ball, because it's serious football. They stop trapping, get happy, here comes Buck. We stop bugging, get happy, here comes Waggle. We stop Waggle, here comes Sally. So play your keys and not the ball, and make you guys drive the length of the field. I would rather Lowndes throw the ball for 400 yards on me than run it for 400.
Well, excellent, excellent there, Coach. I got one last question for you. I noticed we talked about it earlier. You came out with your team. You walked out and you laid a sledgehammer right here on the 45-yard line. Talk to us a little bit about what this means to your team, and what is the reason behind this sledgehammer.
When I got here, I told my kids, you have to have a workman's attitude, we over me. The sledgehammer is a working man's tool. so many people here. My grandfather worked in the coals in Birmingham. You go to work with your hard hat and you do your job to the best of your ability. It ain't about being a superstar. It's about doing your job to the best of your ability. So when I tell my kids, this is a business trip. So we bought our sledgehammer because we plan to try to go to work.
Well, Coach, that's excellent words of advice. Of course, I read one of my favorite comments that you said this off season was that you state championships in August and September. You win them in June and July in the weight rooms and working out there on the practice field. So, Coach, I wish your team good luck. Thank you for speaking with us, and hope everybody stays healthy and you have a great year.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Marty, for the Traditions Flooring Coach's interview with the head coach from the Newton Rams. And, boy, it was a great interview, Marty, as Coach had a lot to say about his team. I know Marty's headed over now to see if he can get Coach McPherson. He's watching the warm-ups of his team down there, and so I know he will probably be a few more minutes, but we'll kind of stay here, keep it here, as we are in the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff. We are up here in the Commercial Banking Company press box. Want to thank all of our sponsors this year for bringing you Lowndes High football, and there is a lot of them. If you get an opportunity, be sure and get out there. Thank them for their sponsorship. Folks like Austin's Cattle Company, General Rentals Center, Traditions Flooring, Southwest Georgia Bank, Astro Exterminating, Napa Auto Parts, Choice Automotive, Shane's Rib Shack, Cass Birch Motors, Southeastern Federal Credit Union, Nashville Tractor, Ashley Furniture, Brooker Insurance, Heritage Bank, Bubba Jack's Crab Shack, Horizon RV, Laws Furniture, Benefit Advisors of Georgia, Crystal River Seafood, Apple Care, Tomlinson Body Shop, Waller Heating and Air, and the iGadget Doctor. Boy, we got to go back to Bubba Jack's Crab Shack, though. I tell you what, Bubba Jack's Crab Shack over on Hill Avenue, they are feeding us this year up here in the press box before the game starts. And, Taylor, they have got some excellent food, and I think it's all gone.
Every bit of it's gone, Dick.
We devoured it here in the pregame, but great food. Get out there before the game. They're open early. They've got great specials. They're even open late. So after the game, game's over, it's a little bit late, get out there and have a great time at Bubba Jack's Crab Shack.
Bill, I got to second that. I actually ate there at the place tonight. Great place to go before the game. Plenty of seating. A lot of Lowndes fans. The waitresses walking around in their little Lowndes shirts. Jennifer, Brian, they do a great job. Food was excellent. And they said they're open until 12 o'clock. So after the game, go on by there and grab some food. Best food in town.
Thanks to Bubba Jack's Crab Shack on Hill Avenue. Be sure and get by. They're in the old South Barbecue Building. So you'll know exactly where that is. Get out there and have some great seafood because I'm out of it up here. So maybe we can get some more next week.
If you're heading out to the game, it's going to be a great night for football. Weather is just like you want it. We have no signs at the moment of any kind of inclement weather coming, but you never know. Paint the picture for everybody. The Newton Rams are in white jerseys, blue pants with blue helmets. Your Vikings are in their traditional crimson on crimson with the gray helmet. And the Newton Rams are making their way into the locker room to make their last-minute adjustments before the game begins. Your Vikings are still on the field running through some plays just about 26 minutes before kickoff. Band is in position, ready to make their way out as well. So, it's starting to feel like a pregame atmosphere here at Martin Stadium again, Bill.
It really is. I heard the band. Of course, if you've never been to Martin Stadium, or even if you have, where we are in the stadium, the band room is way up the hill. The band lines up from out of the band room, and they march to a cadence all the way down through the parking lot, through the fans, around to the to the south side of the end zone, and that's where they stand now. So we got to hear the band coming in behind us, and just that excitement level, it really starts to generate, and it's a lot of fun when the Lowndes High Georgia Bridgemen get out here, 450 strong. You can't hear yourself think. And it's not just loud music; it's good music. So congratulations to these Lowndes High Georgia Bridgemen out here tonight. Going to do the full pregame. We'll have the full halftime show as well. I tell you what, let's take a quick two-minute break. When we come back, we'll get back down to the field and get the Traditions Flooring Coaches interview with Coach Randy McPherson. You're listening to the Lowndes High Randy McPherson. No, you're not. You're listening to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff. We'll take a two-minute break. We'll be right back after this. And welcome back to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff. I'm Bill Osborne, high above Martin Stadium in the Commercial Banking Company press box, and we are bringing you the countdown to kickoff as we've already talked to the head coach of the Newton Rams, waiting on Coach Randy McPherson to get free. He's coaching his guys up right now, and Marty will get him, and we'll have another Traditions Flooring update from the coaches.
Maybe while we wait on that, we'll go ahead and go into our Traditions Flooring impact players.
Let's
so
do
we
that.
Can go ahead and get that started. We can break away if we need to from that. I want to start on offense tonight for the Lowndes High Vikings. I want to go with a guy that maybe has some experience, but I can't.
Okay.
This position to me means so much for the Vikings right now that we got to put them as an impact player. I got to go with number two, Austin Dixon, sophomore quarterback, 6'1", 155 pounds. He was last week. He was 5 of 12 for 47 yards, one touchdown pass. The key stat that I want you to keep in mind: he only had one sack.
Yeah.
One sack. To me, that's just as much a testament of the offensive line as it is for that quarterback to get the ball out of his hands quick if it's a passing play. To make that decision to throw the ball away if he needs to. It looks like we do have Coach McPherson. I'm going to break away from that. We'll come back to that. Marty, you've got Coach Mack for the Traditions Flooring Coaches interview. What do you got for us, Marty?
Well, he's still waiting. Coach is talking to Coach Davis and going over some last-minute things here.
Hey, Tripp, don't forget.
And I think now we're going to get Coach McPherson. Let's go down to the field. Yeah, he's got it.
Hey, Coach Mack, thanks for taking a minute to speak with us. Coach, got off to a great start last week. Gave your team money off. How'd they respond this week in practice?
Oh, man, we've had a great week. Good practices, focus, got a good game plan.
Coach, tonight, defensively, every team with Randy McPherson coach team starts defensively. And in the scrimmage and first game this year, you haven't gotten over the point defensively yet. Newton scored a lot of points last week against Eastside. They've got a great offense. What do you have to do defensively tonight to stop them?
We got to play our defense. Obviously, our plan always is to stop the run. And then when we make them throw the ball, get good coverage, and up front is going to be the key, getting pressure on the quarterback.
Coach, you mentioned that being the key up front. They like to run an up-tempo offense, spread it out. That makes it hard to substitute. What do you have to do to be able to keep up with that and to counter that up-tempo offense?
We started started practicing on June the 10th, and we've been up-tempo, spread, wing tees, since June the 10th. So we're ready for that. How good we'll do against it, we'll see, but we're ready for up-tempo.
I don't think you can answer that any better than saying, well, we've been up-tempo since June 10th. Of course, offensively, last week, you came out, you threw the ball a little bit, you're pretty balanced. Coach said in his interview, and he said this week, that they want to defensively impose their will on us and stop us to run, force eight people in the box and force us to pass it. What are the keys offensively tonight to move the ball and score points against them?
Well, first of all, we got to block, execute, and when we take our shots, we got to make them complete.
Well, Coach, I know you want to get in. One last question. No delays tonight. Lightning Ornette got off since before we came out to warm up. The band's here, crowd's here early. Can't get any better than this, can you? Team's got to be excited.
Yeah, we're ready to go.
Coach, thank you very much. See you at halftime.
There you go. Thanks to Traditions Flooring for their sponsorship of the coaches' interviews for the 2013 season. Let's go back to our impact player.
Yeah, offensively, I was going with Austin Dixon. I gave my stats on him, but to me, the one that really stood out for us last week was he only gave up one sack. I think that was something that we might have been lacking last year, the ability to avoid the sack. But, again, offensive line is very, very large part of that. So that's my Traditions Flooring impact player to the Lowndes High Vikings.
For me, for offense, I'm going to go with number 20, Arvin Berry. Arvin had 11 carries, 56 yards, and a touchdown last week against Luella. Arvin Berry, he's a senior. Somebody that, he's been out there on the field, he's contributed, but this year, and I think this week, you're going to see Arvin Berry do some things. We didn't even talk about his reception. That one-handed reception that Arvin Berry made against Luella is a highlight moment. And I think tonight you're going to see more of Arvin Berry. We talked about him. He was on the coach's show Tuesday night. Not only is he a good athlete, he's a great student, a 4.0 GPA. Smart football players make smart plays.
Bill, I'm going with senior number 25, Malik Roberts. You heard Coach Banks talk about imposing their will and coming up and stopping us. Taylor, I think you're absolutely right. I think quarterback's got to have a big game, but his main number one weapon is number 25, Malik Roberts. Last week he only had one catch for 11 yards, but he did have another catch that didn't count for an 81-yard touchdown. I think Malik's going to have several catches tonight. I think he's going to come out and actually have a good game, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him on a long catch or two. But more importantly, he's going to have, once he gets a few catches, they're going to have to roll a safety over to him, and that's going to end up opening up our rushing game.
I agree, Marty. Coach Mack said to me in the lounge, I ran with Harrison Coaches Show on Tuesday, he said, Roberts can really catch the ball, can he? Yes, he can. He can catch the ball, and he can find the open field and get upfield with it, which is huge. Defensive-wise for the Newton Rams, trying to defend our offense, I'm going to go with number 25, Derek Green. He is a senior, one of the returners this year. Maybe not as a starter last year, but he's getting some time this year. Coach mentioned him in an interview that he was going to be one of the main people on the defensive side of the ball. That defensive end position in a wing tee is vital. You got to play disciplined football, and even when we go to the pistol, that read option, you got to stay at home defensive end wise. So I think Derek Green for the Newton Rams is going to be one of your tradition scoring impact players tonight on defense.
I think defensively for Newton, I'm going to keep my eyes on number 56. That's A.J. Palomino. He's a junior linebacker, played last year extensively against the Vikings. He had four tackles, two assists, and they're looking to that linebacker to lead them on the field defensively. He's, as you said, he's a junior, but he's the one out there calling those defensive sets. He's the one that's going to dictate how well that defense is going to go. Like Coach said, he's going to be the guy that has to lead them, will their way against these Lounge High Vikings. So I'm going to keep an eye on number 56, A.J. Palomino, their linebacker.
Bill, you're absolutely right. Talking with their coaching staff before the game, the two guys they're going to rely on, they're two guys that play sideline to sideline, are A.J. Palomino and then number 11, Dez Billingsley. Billingsley only had one solo tackle against us last year, but they say he is an exceptional athlete. He's going to have to come up, and he's going to have to be able to play in our, up close to the box, like Coach was saying, and try to shut down our rushing game. But he's going to have to be able to get back, too, because I think you're going to see us do a lot of play action tonight and trying to throw a lot of mid to short-range passes.
Flipping over to the Newton offense, I know Coach talked about it in his pregame, and Marty, you mentioned it. They're starting a younger underclassman at quarterback. Who is he going to throw to? Well, I got Taylor Hawkins. He's a senior wide receiver. He is the only returner that was mentioned in this article for the Newton High Rams on offense. He's going to have a big play, and Coach said that he wants to get 60 plays or more in. That's a tall order. Last year, this Newton Rams team only ran 39 plays against the Vikings. He said in the same report that he thinks the average team is going to run about 40 to 45. Well, he's looking for 60. The ability for that receiver to catch the ball, get upfield, and get in that high-tempo offense, Taylor Hawkins, number 10 for the Newton Rams, is going to be an impact player.
Well, I think that, and I'm going to go with the entire offensive line for the Newton Rams. This is a group of young men, five players up front. They're going to run up-tempo. They're going to be hopefully not hanging there with their tongues hanging out, because this is a team that if they want to play that up-tempo game, they're going to have to play nonstop, and they're going to have to get it from that offensive line. They're going to get out there. They're going to have to block, give that quarterback an opportunity to find his receivers downfield. So I'm going to keep an eye on the offensive line for the 2013 Newton Rams.
Guys, offensively, I think it starts with the quarterback. We talked about him already, but he's a sophomore. And last week, he completed almost 50% of his passes, 222 yards, two TDs. He had 20 carries for 79 yards and another TD. And more importantly, no interceptions. Young man is an exceptional talent. They had a senior coming back this year that started all 10 games for him last year. But this kid beat him out. I really am looking forward to seeing him play tonight. I think he's something special, and it all starts and ends right there with him. Number eight, Romario Johnson.
Flipping over to the other side of the ball for the Lounge High Vikings defensively. If they're going to be passing a lot tonight, they're going to be trying to get the up-tempo offense. I think Eric Hart is going to be key for us. Eric battled some injuries in the scrimmage and even last week. Eric Hart, 5'10", 160-pound senior. He had two solos last week, one assist. Eric Hart is going to be one of my tradition-scoring impact players on the defensive side of the ball for the Lowndes High Vikings tonight.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I was going to say, I'm going to take a look and go to the defensive line, and I'm going to look at an offensive lineman, number 55, Dyshawn Sims. Dyshawn comes in as a traditional offensive lineman, a young man who is already verbally committed to play in the SEC next year. And one of the other accolades he's receiving now is he's going to be part of the Army All-American All-Star Game that will be played this spring. So congratulations to number 55, Dyshawn Sims. I'll keep an eye on him defensively because he is coming in a lot and playing on that defensive line. So this is a guy who can make a huge impact. We got to get Marty down there.
Guys, I'm starting up front. My impact player for us on defense is who we've already talked about, who we had on the coaches show Tuesday night. That's number 61, Zach Copeland. Zach last week had four solo tackles, two assists, and two tackles for loss. Coach Mack, probably one of the best quotes I've ever heard him say, is, hey, we're gonna counter this up-tempo offense because we've been up-tempo since June 10th. Zach's one of those guys that's going to be out there the whole time. He's a great run stopper. I think we'll see him get after the quarterback some tonight, but I expect a big night tonight for number 61, Zach Copeland.
Thank you, Marty. That wraps up our Traditions Flooring Impact Players. Make an impact on your house by adding flooring from Traditions Flooring.
All right, guys. The Georgia Bridgemen on the field getting ready to give us the national anthem. And with that, we're going to take a four-minute break. We want to thank you for joining us right here on the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff. We'll be right back after this four-minute break. And welcome back to the Southeastern Federal Credit Union Countdown to Kickoff. We are high atop Martin Stadium in the Commercial Banking Company press box. To my left is Taylor Biddle. To my right is Wes James. Down on the field is Marty Rogers. And down on the computer is Taylor Stubbs along with Chuck Lawrence. And we are the Viking Voice. I want to remind you, be sure and stop by our website, www.thevikingvoice.com. That's where you can find all of the stats from Lowndes High football, the schedule, all the different things that you want to know about Lowndes High athletics and when they're going to be on the radio, as well as football, basketball, baseball, soccer, all kinds of things going on athletically at Lowndes High School. That is www.thevikingvoice.com. What do you got for us, Taylor?
Captain tonight for the Vikings, first number 6, one of our impact players, Eric Hart, number 29, Chris Hill, number 59, A.J. Harper, and number 62, Curtis Hargett.
And we're waiting. Can you see them yet?
For the Newton Rams, we got number 11, Dez Billingsley, one of Marty's impact players tonight. Number 55 is Corey Thomas. Number 7, Robbie Wallace. And number 8 is the sophomore quarterback, Romero Johnson.
And those are your captains for tonight's game. The Lowndes High Georgia Bridgemen spelling out Vikings in the middle of the field. And you can hear them through the radio. What a great band, the Lowndes High Georgia Bridgemen, as they'll open up a spot here pretty soon. And we'll get the coin toss down on the field. Marty will have that for us live from the Viking head right at the 50-yard line. Let's welcome to the Commercial Banking Company press box the voice of the Vikings, Wes James. How are you, Mr. James?
I'm doing just fine, Mr. Osborne. Had a good trip down on the field. Saw a lot of the Newton players up close and personal. They have a huge, huge offensive line. They've got some big boys down there. And so I think we're going to have to get a good push on them tonight for our defensive players to get in and make some of the plays that we're going to need to make.
Yeah, we're looking up at the scoreboard. They got 5 minutes and 14 seconds left before kickoff scheduled. And we'll get a little mini concert here with the Lowndes High Georgia Bridgemen. But we'll continue on. Wes, you had an opportunity to talk to some of the officials. What association are we with tonight?
We're with Gold Leaf. Of course, this crew is out of, most of those guys are out of Douglas Fitzgerald area, not out of Tipton, which means they came probably from the old Waycross Association. Most of these guys have been around for a while. But, Bill, I was down talking to some of our players, and they have got some intensity tonight. You look at them, and you talk to them, you get up front, you look in their eyes, you see a fire tonight that maybe we didn't see last week.
Well, maybe they, to fans, sometimes we might think that we can just mail this game in. But Newton came here with that sledgehammer. They came here to impose their will on our Lowndes High Vikings. Our Leontai Vikings, they are intense. They realize the importance of starting out with that senior leadership group that they have. They want to win every game this year.
Absolutely, they want to win every game. And I've talked to our offensive line coach, and Coach Honeycutt, he's got these guys fired up. He's got them working hard. He's got them ready to go tonight. Taylor, in talking to him, he says it's totally different group of guys than what he's worked with before. There's so much unity among these guys. They're all working hard together. He says they want to play together. They want to be a team. They want to open holes for the running backs. But not only that, they're starting to take a lot of pride in pass protection. They said they like the way they get in. He gets in and uses his hands. And so you go from that run to pass protection. He said they love the way they do it. Our captains are going out on the field. Let's go down on the field now with Marty Rogers.
Hey, guys, how y'all doing?
Good.
Doing good? You ready to play some football?
Okay,
we will be your officials for tonight's game. My name is Mr. Bell. This is Mr. John. Okay? Mr. John, to your right there, I've got Mr. Hargreaves.
Number 29, Chris.
Mr. Harper.
Number 59, AJ.
Mr. Hill.
Number 62, Coach.
Mr. Hart.
All right, guys, you guys have been selected as captains of your team, okay? That means coach has seen some kind of leadership in you guys, okay? So I expect you guys to implement this to your sideline, okay? So no unnecessary or no unsportsmanlike conduct during this game, okay? If it does, if we have that, it's going to cost, okay? All right, Newton, you guys are the visiting team. Got a half dollar here. We've got the American Eagle one side, President Kennedy the other side. Everybody agree? Okay.
My problem is we're going to redo it. Okay. Go ahead and call the call now.
Bill,
head.
Stop. Look.
They called
head,
okay?
Here comes the Vikings. Mighty Vikings.
Lounge, you want to toss. That means you have the choice to either receive, defer to the second half, or kick.
All you want to defer to the second half, okay?
Right here, Lounge is going to defer. Okay?
Guys probably
want
the football on. Okay.
All right. Which way do you guys want to
kick? That way? Kick that way. Well, if you would, put your back to the wind.
Guys, we won the toss. We elected to the first, so they will take the ball, and we will start the second game of the 2013 season, kicking off towards the fieldhouse.
All right. We want to thank you for joining us here on the Southeastern Federal Credit Union countdown to kickoff. When we come back, it will be just that, kickoff. We'll be right back. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.